This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado parents could look for a text from the state health department with a reminder to get up to date on vaccinations for their children. The new school year is starting, and the pandemic put a hold on a lot of those usually routine shots for tetanus, diphtheria, and other things. Health department texts will go out to close to 11,000 Colorado families with kids between 7 and 18 years old. Two roundabouts and a new bridge on I-25 will make it easier for visitors to get to Fisher's Peak State Park south of Trinidad and other destinations in southern Colorado. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The Colorado Department of Transportation says Exit 11, just north of the New Mexico border, needed upgrades to handle the increased traffic in the I-25 corridor. The $12.6 million project began in July and is expected to be complete later this year. Along with improving traffic capacity and flow, the work includes safety features for pedestrians and cyclists. There will also be better access for commercial vehicles at the Port of Entry Way Station. CDOT says the improvements will help sustain the future economic growth of the area. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Drivers in the area should expect lane closures today and Thursday. A prison psychologist says Robert Deer could stand trial for killing three people at a Planned Parenthood clinic if he is given antipsychotic medication. That's from testimony Tuesday in a hearing to determine whether Deer should be forcibly medicated. He's been diagnosed with a delusional disorder and so far unable to be tried for the attack on the clinic in Colorado Springs in 2015. Colorado Springs, Metro Denver, and the Front Range have highs near 90 this afternoon. In the Springs, that's 88 degrees. In Denver, 92. And things could be about the same tomorrow. It's even hotter in western Colorado. This is CPR News and KRCC.